Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Xandra. May I have your zip code?
66213.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
John Carter.
Okay. The zip code is 66213.
Yes.
Okay. I don't see an order in your name. Have you placed an order for something?
Yeah. On the Dyson V11 vacuum cleaner.
And when did you place that? Has it been less than 30 minutes?
What's that?
Has it been less than 30 minutes since you placed the order?
Well, I placed it the other day. It keeps saying my address is wrong. I can find my own home.
Okay. So apparently you didn't place an order for anything. If it didn't go through and it had an error on your address, you'd have to go back in and try to fix it. Now, you may have to turn the device off. Uh-huh. You may have to turn the device off you're using. We can't process an order by phone. So you'd have to complete that on your own. Are you using
a
cell phone?
Or a rigged deal or what?
Well, I'm not sure what you're looking at. You'd have to read the ad that you're looking at and see if there's something you want to participate in. Now, we're here 24/7 to kind of answer questions about your order, but if you haven't placed an order for anything, we can't really help you with much.
I placed the order.
I don't see anything in your name yet, but you said there was an error or something about your address.
There's no error on my address.
You're saying the system said it wouldn't take your address when you were trying to put it in the system to place the order?
It shows a red circle around it.
Okay.
But I know my own address. I mean, I'm not completely stupid.
Right. So I'm saying the device you're using, like a cell phone or the computer, it may not accept it because you may need to turn it off and turn it back on so it will save the information. There may be some type of computer glitch.
I turned it off last night, and it was on there again today that I'd won it. So I filled this out, and it does the same thing. So it don't help to shut it off and turn it back on.
Okay. Sometimes you have to go in and clear the history on the device. So you said you're using a cell phone or a computer?
I'm using a computer, an iPad.
Okay. So sometimes the computer, the history and the memory gets full. Well, it can't save anything else in it. So you may have to go in and go in your settings and clear the history.
Is this a rip-off of Home Depot, the free vac?
I don't see the ads. I don't see the ads, so there's nothing I can really tell you other than to try to help you kind of troubleshoot the problem you're having. Since I can't see the ad, I don't know what you're talking about in regards to what you're ordering.
Well, it says I want a free vacuum. I filled out the stuff from Home Depot.
Okay. So I'm not sure. You may have to, I don't know if you can get someone else to try it for you, or you can try it on your cell phone, that if you have internet on your cell.
I can try it all day, but I do know where I live at.
Right. It's just a computer glitch. The website or something may be down.
What if I go to the Home Depot store and tell them to take care of this, or they're going to get a lawsuit against them?
Okay. Well, you can do whatever you like, sir. But thank you for calling customer support, and have a good evening, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.